Jezreel Letter 4. Dear Sabbath Keeper, God Remembered Saint, because the hour so decrees, we are saluting you by your heaven-born title instead of your earthly name. You will be glad to know that a group of us field workers are still in your vicinity with plans to interview every member of our Seventh-day Adventist denomination. We are therefore mailing this forerunner to you because we understand that you are a zeal-filled SDA, in good and regular standing, hungering and thirsting after truth and righteousness by which to advance the kingdom of God. Did you get our other three letters that were sent to you? As authorized representatives of the layman's movement, we are in a position to answer all your questions, such as how and when the movement came into being, what it stands for, what it does, etc. Then too, we like to lay before you the predictions of it as found in the Bible and spirit of prophecy and of how it came to us so that you be well equipped to help as many as possible. Since this movement's activities in prophecy are now as clear as day, and as fresh as the morning dew, brought to view by divine revelation through the scriptures which heretofore were to all of us only mysteries, especially the writings of minor prophets so-called, you will therefore so much the more want to know all about it. You are aware, we are sure, that even common sense itself teaches that those prophecies of the Bible are not there for ornaments but rather because of their most important latter-day messages, meet in due season, Matthew 24:45, planned to be unsealed and brought to our attention at the time appointed. God's own command now is. Page 1. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Micah 6:9. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of shine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Micah 7:14. Behold upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Nahum 1:15. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Isaiah 52:1. For this very reason we are happy and ready to serve you by bringing to your attention our God-given work for this time and by sharing its blessings with you. We, moreover, assure you that there is no fanaticism and no round-the-bush or double-talk connected with what we have to say. Just plain facts and unquestionable freshly revealed Bible truth, and that is all. You will then for certainty know the possibilities that are yours, also the possibilities of God's work on earth now getting quickly finished, and of Christ's imminent coming to gather the precious harvest of the earth. We shall venture here to tell you of a few items that God has now provided for quickly finishing his work and for cutting it short in righteousness. He has armed us with all the necessary heaven-born credentials and helps and supplies so that, aside from the devil's hell-bound wrath, though greatly restricted, there is nothing in our way to cause any hindrance or to limit this movement's success. Here follow some of the helps which, as you will, Page 2. C. are absolutely unique to this particular time and never before dispensed as freely as they are now. Everyone who endeavors to do whatever he or she can do, be it little or much, be it part or full time, is now provided with free literature of unlimited amount, with free transportation, be the trip a mile or 1,000 miles long, and whatever expenses one may incur by his busying himself in this great and grand work, are all paid by this layman's movement. Why is the call of action so urgent? Because inspiration definitely reveals that the time of the judgment for the dead is about to pass away and the time for the judgment for the living about to begin. And since there was a special message for the judgment concerning the dead, it is even more important that there should be a special message concerning the judgment for the living, the announcement of which is already here. The spirit of prophecy speaks of the message in the following words: I saw angels hurrying to and fro in heaven, descending to the earth and again ascending to heaven, preparing for the fulfillment of some important event. Then I saw another mighty angel commissioned to descend to the earth, to unite his voice with the third angel, and give power and force to his message. This message seemed to be an addition to the third message, joining it as the midnight cry joined the second angel's message in 1844, Early Writings, page 277. The work of God in this earth, inspiration continues, can never be finished until men and women comprising our church membership rally to work, and unite their efforts with those of ministers and church officers. Gospel Workers, page 352. You start your work right at home and expand as far as you care to. You can work in our seventh day. Page 3. Adventist communities, either part or full time. Ministerial students, too, are now given full free training course, in perfect harmony with the following divine command. Our conferences look to the schools for educated and well-trained laborers, and they should give the schools a most hearty and intelligent support. Light has been plainly given that those who minister in our schools, teaching the Word of God, explaining the Scriptures, educating the students in the things of God, should be supported by the tithe money, not by tuition. This instruction was given long ago, and more recently it has been repeated again and again. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 215. Ministerial students now need not pay either tuition or entrance fees. Now, our Seventh-day Adventist slogan: Every Seventh-day Adventist a missionary and every missionary a preacher, is becoming a reality and is daily increasing in intensity. This is now actually taking place throughout the Adventist world. We are sure that you will not want to miss such a God-given opportunity. Now is the scripture fulfilled: Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy, and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55:1. Now commands the Lord: Behold upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee, he is utterly cut off. Nahum 1:15. Since every necessity in connection with this latter-day work, including plans, are now furnished free of charge to any able-bodied and willing worker, there is nothing that could possibly hinder you from engaging in it. All that is required of you is your energy, talent, and ability as God gives them to you. It is a real pleasure to. Page 4. Work for the Lord, for His kingdom and for His people, as well as for our own eternal home. Our organizing the work in your vicinity and in this section of the state will soon close. It is, therefore, important that you immediately contact us by mailing the enclosed self-addressed postcard or by calling, thus making an appointment to meet you at your own home and at your own opportune time, confidentially, to lay down to you the light and plans of this heaven-born revival and reformation, of which Sister White was given a vision and of which she wrote at length in Testimonies, Volume 9, page 126. Read it. You will not want to miss what she says there. Now fill out the enclosed postcard and mail it today, but watch your steps and expect to meet the devil, if he has not even ahead of time already talked to you. For thus instructs the Spirit of God: We need never expect that when the Lord has light for His people, Satan will stand calmly by, and make no effort to prevent them from receiving it. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 728. Remember, however, that Satan will not appear to you as one having horns and hoofs, but as an angel of light, as a friend and a servant of God, even endeavoring to impersonate Christ's own attributes if possible. There is, therefore, safety in nothing but in the Word of God itself, speaking to you personally, not through a medium. Beloved, counsels inspiration, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1, trailing after the true, for if there is no true there can be no false. Then, instructs the Spirit of God. Precious light is to shine forth from the Word of God, and let no one presume to dictate what. Page 5. Shall or what shall not be brought before the people in the messages of enlightenment that he shall send, and so quench the Spirit of God. Whatever may be his position of authority, no one has a right to shut away the light from the people. When a message comes in the name of the Lord to his people, no one may excuse himself from an investigation of its claims. No one can afford to stand back in an attitude of indifference and self-confidence, and say, I know what is truth. I am satisfied with my position. I have set my stakes, and I will not be moved away from my position, whatever may come. I will not listen to the message of this messenger. For I know that it cannot be truth. It was from pursuing this very course that the popular churches were left in partial darkness, and that is why the messages of heaven have not reached them. Testimonies on Sabbath School Work, page 65. But beware of rejecting that which is truth. The great danger with our people has been that of depending upon men, and making flesh their arm. Those who have not been in the habit of searching the Bible for themselves, or weighing evidence, have confidence in the leading men, and accept the decisions they make. And thus many will reject the very messages God sends to his people, if these leading brethren do not accept them. Testimonies to Ministers, pages 106, 107. Do not let any peace and safety, need of nothing crier befuddle and confuse you. Be a hero for God by doing nothing but what inspiration says. Do not forget to mail the card right now. Very sincerely yours. V.H. Jezreel, H.B. Director of SDA Layman's Movement, 5T80. Page 6.